Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Jews under the Old Covenant were not free to decide how they would observe the Sabbath. They could not decide, for example, to travel 20 miles to visit their relatives. There were strict limits on how far they could travel, and what activities were appropriate on that holy day. It would have been difficult for the Jews to have misunderstood the Lord's instruction. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor any of your cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. Deuteronomy 5, 13 and 14. Surely the Lord did not really mean the Jews were to abide by these regulations. They seem so detailed and even petty to the modern reader. The Sabbath was created for man's good, but it was the Sabbath of the Lord God of Israel. If nothing else were said regarding the Sabbath, this alone would be adequate to show its sacredness. When the Lord forbade the Jews from working on the Sabbath, He did not intend for them to think of work as unimportant or demeaning. In one sense, the Sabbath was a testing ground for the Jews. God wanted to see if they would obey His commandments. But the day meant much more than that. It was a time of worship, of rest, of family togetherness, and of studying the sacred scriptures. The Sabbath commandment had a number of purposes for the children of Israel. Neglecting it was a serious breach of God's law. Not only were a man and his wife to refrain from labor, so were all members of the family. No member of the family could do any work without incurring the wrath of God. But surely God was not concerned about the servants in the family, or was He? The answer cannot be missed. No manservant or maidservant was to do any work on the Sabbath. Does this fact not show God's love for all people, the rich, the poor, the worker, and all others? If God had not specified all of these categories, it is certain many within the nation of Israel would not have paid any attention to the Sabbath. Either their children or their servants would have been required to work. No one could misunderstand what the Lord demanded. Sons and daughters, men servants and maid servants are human beings. God surely wanted to take care of them. But did He have any interest in regulating how the Jews treated their animals? The oxen, the donkeys, and the cattle were also given protection under the law of Moses. If the animals were not given some rest, they would suffer and die, and that would be displeasing to God Almighty. The Mosaic Law required the Jews to feed their animals properly. The Apostle Paul quotes these words from Deuteronomy 25:4. You shall not muzzle the ox when he treads out the corn. 1 Corinthians 9:9. Was and is God all that concerned about oxen and about other animals? The answer is an unequivocal yes. He did not and does not approve of mistreating His creatures. Some people accuse the Mosaic Law of being biased against people of other nations. Many of the Jews were prejudiced against other people. But God made arrangements for giving the stranger time for rest. It did not matter who the stranger was. He had the protection of the law of Moses. God's people could not mistreat their family members, their servants, the stranger, or even their animals. What lesson does God intend for us to learn from these Old Testament passages? My friends, I urge you to read the Old Testament carefully. It was written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. We thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.